Christians now were there. Go 200 years later, how many Christians in the empire? Year 300. And you discover there are up to about 20 million. And, you know, depending who you listen to, it could be more or less. But I've averaged it out at about 20 million, possibly. Now, that's pretty good growth. Everyone agree? Now, the question that got under my skin is how did they do that? They didn't have anything we ordinarily have to kind of create kind of church growth or that kind of variety. I mean, that's exponential. I love the phrase from Roland Allen, spontaneous expansion. It's just kaboom, you know, it just takes off. And then I thought, well, okay, now that's clearly something that's subversive, and we need to get into that. They didn't have buildings, they didn't have clergy, they didn't have all the things we ordinarily associate, they didn't have the Bible, they didn't have seeker-sensitive services, they didn't have all the things that we ordinarily associate with kind of growth and health, and they grow like mad, and they are very, very healthy disciples of Jesus. And then I begin to look at China. So I wanted a contemporary example. The number ones through history, of course, but I wanted contemporary ones. And begin to really probe into China. And that really got at me because here China's got everything we've got. Ta-da. They've got the buildings, they've got the clergy. In fact, they're quite hierarchical. They've had Christianity from the early apostolic period, but they get the real deal from us, from Europe, in about the 1500s and the colonization period. So they get everything we've got. All the diseases from Western Christianity get offloaded and the good stuff, right? But they get themselves some pretty kind of high Christendom stuff going down. Mao Zedong takes it out. Absolutely and utterly removes it. I mean, really harshly. Kills every possible leader. Takes every building they got. Tells all the missionaries to scram, and they all do. They scatter out. And then, the rest of them, he just persecutes them real hard. And he's, here they were about 2 million Christians in China around time the Marxist Revolution. Who knows the number of Christians in China now? 80 million plus. The last count of any meaningful thing was around 80 million. But in actual fact now, they reckon it's more. They can't really count this phenomenon. Some say it's up to 130 million now. That's 55 years, folks. How do they do that? They've got nothing that we've got. In fact, they had it, but it's taken away. So something about the institution obscures their true nature. You know, God actually, because if you can say the gift that persecution brings is to take away all the paraphernalia. And they discovered something in themselves that kind of catalyzes. Now, for me, the thing is to try and probe into that and translate it into the West, and that's what that book's about. The one thing I wanted to say, and I won't give you all the elements of that, but the central element and the defining element is this. And I just simply phrase it as Jesus is Lord. One of the elements, how they begin to kind of get that catalytic growth, is to kind of discover the absolute and utter centrality.